The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Let's mix it up a little bit on this Thursday afternoon, shall we? We're talking with Stacy Klusner. It sounds like I've already been mixing a bit. Stacy is with the Iowa Restaurant Association and kind enough to come down here and talk about mixology.
Yay,
thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. You're just so bubbly. What is with you?
I just am excited about what I'm going to talk about. How about that?
Let's get into it. So mixology, that is the science of what?
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Yes, science of cocktails. Pretty impressive stuff.
It is. And you know what's really amazing? Back in the day, it was, you know, if you want a screwdriver, you get a screwdriver. You want a Manhattan, you get a Manhattan. You want a Bloody Mary, you get a Bloody Mary. But anymore, I mean, these are works of art.
They totally are. And they have flavors layered all the way through with different multiple types of spirits. It's pretty impressive.
And many restaurants are doing signature cocktails as well. So they're saying, okay, we're going to make stuff up. Roca mm-hmm. was just in.
Yes.
And they have something called a smoking gun.
Pretty impressive,
isn't
it?
With real smoke in it.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so tell us about Mixology Night, and what do you guys got going on?
Oh, well, we're excited. It's next Thursday, September 7th, and we are at Vivian's downtown.
Sure.
And we have 12 competitors who will join us during the day. They'll arrive at 11,
in the morning?
Yes. Mm. And it takes all day from like 11 till about 3:30. They make their cocktails. They come prepared with two cocktails, and then they get kind of thrown for a loop to make a third in front of our judges, and they are judged on their creativity, their interaction with the judges, if they keep things clean and neat, the taste, the featured spirit. And then in the evening, then at 6 p.m., which is the fun part for all of you and those who are listening, get to come and taste those cocktails.
At Vivian's?
Yes. Yep, from 6 to 8. It's $30 a person, and
you
you'll get to sample 24 cocktails.
You know, and this is all starting for the judging and everything in the morning, and they say if you can't drink all day if you don't start early, right?
You know, exactly. These guys don't drink, though. They totally abstain during
exactly,
the day.
Exactly. Yeah. They're working.
Yes. And then our judges, though, then they usually have water for the competition.
I'm sure. Yeah. The longer the competition goes, the better the stuff tastes. Well, and are there liquors of choice or flavors of choice? I mean, is that becoming a big deal?
Well,
infused things, or what's hot these days?
All of the above.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of the things that is hot are specialty liquors. You know, there are things I think about, you know, who knew there was more than just a vodka tonic?
Yeah, right.
But there are really good vodkas, too. But our partner for this event is the Sazerac family of spirits. And so some of the things that they represent, they've chosen what to be featured. And so then the competitors have to do a classic cocktail of their choice, but it has to be a classic recipe and then a creative recipe. But it has to feature, meaning the primary ingredient has to be one of the spirits that have been provided by the partner. And so that's Cane Run Rum,
mm-hmm.
Patty's Irish Whiskey, Legacy Canadian Whiskey, Eagle Rare Bourbon, Corazon Tequila, and Southern Comfort.
I didn't hear any vodka.
No, we don't have any vodka at this one.
What?
We typically do.
And I was going to say.
We don't. It's quite a surprise. And that's something that our folks have said.
What?
There's no vodka? Not
and no
time.
Gin.
No gin either. We would love to have vodka and gin represented.
Oh, this is going to be very, it'll be, you know, everything that you just mentioned. I just have to think, okay, I used to tend bar a long time ago.
Okay.
It's great fun. And come up with different cocktails. But what you've just named off, with the exception of one or two of those spirits, sounds like it's going to be a little sweet.
It might be.
Yeah.
And it'll kind of maybe depend on what the complimentary
sure.
flavors that they put with it. They can also use any one of several different bitters that are also provided.
Yeah.
And so they can use those to complement their cocktail. But it'll kind of depend on what they put with it. I'm excited to see what folks come up with.
Mixology Night. It's coming to Des Moines next Thursday, the 7th, And you can get tickets, and we can find tickets available online through the Restaurant Association?
Yes, restauraniowa.com.
Yeah, and we will have a link to that ticket area on our radio blog, so you won't be able to miss it. This has got to be a lot of fun for you, too.
It is a lot of fun, yes. There people in the bar and restaurant business
fun people
are really fun, wonderful people. And these folks take their job really seriously, and they are all about creating the experience for their guests, and that makes my job fun.
You know, we've partnered with the Iowa Restaurant Association. You guys have been helping us get these independent restaurant owners to the studio for our Restaurant of the Week.
Yeah.
And last week we had Gilroy's in, and Carl Wurzberger was in, a fascinating guy.
Isn't he?
Yeah, just, and you know, if you don't know what you don't know this stuff. And I have found every one of these individuals to be really passionate about their job. This week, coming up on Friday, tomorrow, right, is Vino 209, the new wine shop.
Isn't that going to be a fun addition to Valley Junction?
Yes, yes. Yes. Kelly Sharp and Kyle Cabbage is back.
Uh-huh.
And so that's so you get to, I think what I'm getting at with this, Stacey, is that so many of these people who are in the restaurant business, whether they're servers or owners or bartenders, whatever it is, their main goal is customer satisfaction and serving, because if they don't do it and do it well, people don't come back.
They don't. No, and sometimes it's not about price. It's about service and
exactly.
Getting exactly something that you can't find anyplace else.
Right. And we're becoming pretty good at that here in Iowa.
We are excellent at that here in Iowa. And I think when folks come from out of state, they are pleasantly surprised the wonderful offerings that we have available across the state.
Yeah. It doesn't, and it's not just, you know, burgers and fries. These are some pretty cool culinary dishes that are coming out of even rural Iowa, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so do you get to travel around and try some of these things?
I do. In fact, on Tuesday I was in Sioux City, and yesterday I was in Coralville and got to eat at fabulous places, both places. So, yeah, not been a bad week.
I'll volunteer just to carry your luggage.
There you go. Come on along.
We could just have a great time going from place to place. Her name is Stacey Klausner, and she is with the Iowa Restaurant Association. And we've been talking about Mixology Night, which is coming up on Thursday evening, and it's going to be at Vivian's, which is also a cool place. Haven't they done a nice job with that?
Oh, my gosh. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were in last year talking about the restaurant, and you know, they've totally transformed that place. And then the food, kind of Iowa comfort food, but done up right.
It is. It's excellent.
Good stuff. And there are so many places to go. You know, Restaurant Week was just last week, and so many of the restaurateurs took part in that. And hopefully it was good for them, and they'll have repeat customers all year long. Thank you, Stacey, for doing this.
Thank you, Michael. It was great to be here.
Stacey Klausner, ladies and gentlemen, talking about Mixology Night. It's coming up on Thursday, courtesy of our friends at the Iowa Restaurant Association. And we will have links so that you can get your $30 ticket and go down and experience. Will you be there?
I will be there.
All
day long.
We got to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, we've got to clear a side because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. We turn into pumpkins or flaming drinks or something about this time. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, up at Americana, you know, they make their own quinine water with a special bark and stuff.
Pretty amazing,
isn't it?
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
It's good stuff.
Have a vodka tonic there, and they've made this stuff, and it's just crazy. All right. We got to go. I'm getting thirsty. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Jimmy Olson is the voice of the Business News Hour. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.